He used salty language, derogatory language against Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu. And Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, no one likes to be abused, verbally abused. No one likes to be mocked in any way. No one likes to be cussed at. But Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, he gave a very peculiar answer which should make us reflect and think. So he told the person that you used this language, derogatory language against me. But the reality is that the path between myself and Jannah, this path is a very treacherous path, full of obstacles and barriers. If I somehow succeed in crossing to Jannah, in being admitted to paradise, then I really don't care what you have told me, what you have said. But if I don't accomplish this of being admitted into paradise, then I'm deserving of a lot more. What you have just said, it is nothing. I'm deserving of a lot worse than what you have said. We should think about this, that when someone abuses us, uses derogatory language, we should always think that how am I going to fare in the Akhirah? The Sahaba and their focus was always on the Akhirah, always on the hereafter. They never thought about the world, the dunya. Their focus was always on the hereafter and how they can somehow attain the ultimate reward, which is Jannah. This is something that we should always reflect on, something that we should focus on the lives of the Sahaba. And we will see that truly their attention was devoted to the Akhirah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing which comes to mind, and I've seen this often myself as well, and this is a reminder for myself, and inshallah others can also benefit. A person asked Mufti Mahmud rahimahullah, very great scholar, that because of my experiences with people, I have had many negative experiences with people, and because of these negative experiences, I always have suspicions, doubts, misgivings. So what should I do? This is something which plagues all of us, that we always, when it's regarding a person, Muslim, non-Muslim, we always think the worst. We're always very suspicious of everyone. So then he asked Mufti Mahmud that how should I rectify this malady? How can I stop myself? This is prohibited to have suspicions against another Muslim, another person. It's prohibited. We should always think well of others. ظَنُّوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا. We should always think good of other people. And in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, فَإِنَّ الظَّنْ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ إِيَّاكَ وَكَثْرَةُ الظَّنْ فَإِنَّ الظَّنْ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. That stay away from suspicions and anything which would arouse aspirations that we have. Sometimes we just we see something and we always think the worst, and this is something common, but immediately it should be quelled, right, these suspicions. Once the Prophet ﷺ was speaking to Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha and some Sahaba, they walked past. So the Prophet ﷺ said that, O companions, this is my wife, this is Hazrat Safiya. I'm not speaking to a strange woman. So they immediately said, Ya Rasulullah, you are the Rasul, how can we think bad of you? But Rasulullah ﷺ said, no, it is appropriate that everything is clear. Everything should be clear. And there should be no room for suspicion. Of course, on our part, it is not permitted to have any kind of suspicion. We should always, if there are 99 reasons that you can suspect someone of something, and there's one reason that exonerates him, that proves his innocence, then that one reason should be looked at, and the rest of the 99 reasons should be cast away. So suspicions, this is something which is haram. So this person, he was suffering from this malady. So Mufti Mahmud rahmatullah alayhi said that you should think, when you have suspicions of others, that I myself have so many faults and sins, yet I am hopeful of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am hopeful of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so because of this, I should abstain from suspicion. Another thing which our akabirin, they have mentioned, is that there are many things that I have done in the past which I would like to keep them concealed. I wouldn't want people to know them. So alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept my sins concealed, and He has not opened them to the public and to another person, where if that person found out, then his relationship with me would deteriorate. So we should always think that we should never cast aspersions against another Muslim, another individual, because this is the worst akdhabul hadith. It is the worst lie. Our relationship, ta'at and ibadat, this is what matters. Our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ibadah, this is what matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Casting aspersions and suspicions, this is something which is prohibited. If our ibadat and our ta'at, if our hearts are not in it, then our akabirin, they have also prescribed. Someone asked Hazrat Shah Sab, rahmatullah alayh, Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, that in ita'at and ta'at, dil nahi lagta, that my heart is not in it. My heart is not in ibadat and worship. So what should I do? What should I do? What can I do so that this shawq, this ishtiyaq, this desire for ibadat, this desire to do good is inculcated in my heart? So Hazrat Shah Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he said that after Maghrib, offer 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah. Offer 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah, and after offering Salatul Tawbah, recite 313 times Ya Tawwabu, Ya Wahhabu. Ya Tawwabu, Ya Wahhabu. It's not Sunnah. This is not something which is Sunnah. It's Mujarrab, it's experienced. It's not mentioned in the Sunnah, it's experienced. If someone starts considering something which is not Sunnah or not related to Deen to be Sunnah, then this in fact becomes a bid'ah. It's similar to the after Eid Salat, the meeting and greeting after Eid Salat, the hugging. It's something permitted. Right? It's something permitted because that in itself is established. But once people start considering it to be part of Eid, part of being part of religion, then this is when it becomes problematic. So the hugging and all of that after Eid, it is permitted. But once you start saying that it is something which is Sunnah, it is something part of Deen, then that's when it becomes a bid'ah and problematic. So Shah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said that read Ya Tawwabu Ya Wahhabu 313 times after, and then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to instill ishtiyaq and raghbat and desire towards the akhirah, desire towards ibadat. My teacher, Mufti Taqi Sahib, he mentions that first thing for a Muslim, for a seeker, if he wants to be a better Muslim, a better person, first and foremost, it is self-improvement. And self-improvement in all domains, every single branch of faith. So self-improvement in our iman, beliefs, our ibadat, ibadat, mutual dealings, transactions, inshallah we'll speak of this very soon, social etiquettes, moral characteristics. These are the things that we should be worried about. These are the things that we should always be concerned of, concerned about. So these are the things that we should always focus on. Our focus should always be on the akhirah. Our focus should always be on the hukuk of others. And this is what it means when to be an ashik, to be a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a lover of deen. There's poetry which I came across that jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi barhal koshish to aashiq na chhode ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe jo hazar bar toote to hazar bar jode, which roughly translates to that throughout our lives a true aashiq, a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should not give up the relationship between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens that we will constantly do things which will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that does not mean that everything is lost and everything has become hopeless. We still have that chance. Until we reach our graves, we have a chance to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Thank you.